This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To what should be nobody's surprise, online grocery shopping is the new thing. Sales here hit a record $7 billion in June. One imagines that'll only keep on going up. And it turns out the same thing is happening all over the world with online groceries and food delivery. And the stakes are real high because, A, everybody's got to eat, and B, the biggies are fighting it out. Amazon and Uber Eats are competing for global customers against the likes of China's Alibaba. So we asked Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in Shanghai and Scott Tong in Washington to do a little electronic shopping.
This is not a shopping competition.
But it would be nice to win. Scott and I are each going to use digital apps to order two meals, one for food delivery, one for groceries.
We started my house outside D.C. During the pandemic, my family has been shopping jointly with our neighbor Lauren Eskovitz and her family. We meet outside and combine shopping lists.
Chloe.
Here's her sixth grader, Margot.
Protein powder, frozen fruit without pineapple, fresh cod.
I'm going to make codfish tacos and see if our system can deliver fresh fish quickly. When the virus began, my neighbor Lauren says American delivery apps like Amazon Fresh and Instacart were overwhelmed.
It was really, really difficult to even find a slot to have groceries delivered. You'd put in all your stuff, and there's, like, nothing for, like, 2 weeks.
Instacart's a lot faster now, even though grocery sales in the U.S. have grown sixfold during the pandemic. Fresh fish. I type in our joint order, and voila, delivery scheduled in 2 hours.
Seafood sounds like a yummy idea, Scott. I'll do the same.
Game on, Jennifer.
I'll use a popular app by Chinese tech giant Alibaba called Hema. Today's special, $13 Boston lobsters, live. And I've just the friend to help me cook them. Let me ring her up on the social media app WeChat.
Wei.
Wei.
Hi.
On the Hema app, we select two small lobsters. It even tells us the origin, Canada.
Wait, the app tells you where it was caught?
Yeah, it even gives recipe suggestions.
Well, as my kids would say, that's fire.
Yeah. We're going with the first recipe, lobster stir fry. Add ginger, spring onion, and Chinese broccoli to the cart, all for $28. Zero delivery fee, and the food can arrive in half an hour. Haha.
Haha. Well, in America, delivery is not 30 minutes, and it is not free. For a $140 tab, it's $18 for delivery and tip. And now I'm getting all these texts. My Instacart shopper, her name is Maria, keeps telling me about items unavailable.
Factory handmade tortillas out of stock.
Okay, Maria, I need to pick another.
Driscoll strawberries replaced with fresh strawberries.
Okay, Maria, approved. And now, great, the delivery is delayed. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Alibaba's Hema app has pretty much solved it. It invests a lot in warehouses and logistics, according to William Baobin with the global venture capital firm SOSV in Shanghai.
Ordering groceries online is much more advanced in China than the U.S. And when I say advanced, it's market penetration. I'd say more than double the amount of groceries are ordered in China for delivery versus the U.S.
So as we wait for my groceries, let's move on to meal number two. Restaurant delivery. Some forecasters think U.S. food delivery sales will double this year.
Yeah, but in China, the top two meal delivery apps have more users than the entire population of the U.S. These apps even deliver hot pot, a meal you cook yourself, putting meat and veggies in a pot of boiling broth at the dinner table. The delivery guy brings a box full of raw lamb, fish cakes, and turnip. Plus, for an extra $4, I get a mini pot and fuel to cook with. That's like ordering barbecue and getting a mini grill to do it yourself.
Speaking of, we are now ordering barbecue from the restaurant Federalist Pig in D.C. It's delivered through the app Postmates. Ooh, there's brisket, there's pork belly.
Oh, these Brussels sprouts look so good.
That's my foodie daughter, Audrey. For a $64 meal, we shell out another $20 for delivery and tip, which is why we hardly ever order in.
Well, in China, delivery apps like Meituan offer so many discounts, ordering in can sometimes be cheaper than cooking. But the companies make their money through volume. Liu Guangrong delivers for food app Elema, which in Chinese means hungry yet?
During the peak lunch hour, the app can send me up to 15 orders in one delivery run.
15 at a time? U.S. efficiency is behind here. And this matters because American grocery and food apps are now competing against Chinese giants for customers in Latin America, in India. This is a global food fight. Again, venture capitalist William Baubean.
When you look at India, they're definitely going more towards the China model. Whereas the U.S., the big box format with large parking lots and everybody driving a car, you're simply not going to see that in Southeast Asia and South Asia.
Meanwhile, my groceries finally come. My neighbors take their share, and they wanted a small pack of chicken, but it wasn't available, so it got replaced.
And replaced with 8,000 drumsticks.
Do you like chicken drumsticks?
I mean, we are going to eat them.
Oh my gosh.
And finally, we grill. And our Cajun fish tacos turn out fabulous, even though our groceries took 2.5 hours to arrive.
In that time, I've already cooked and eaten the ginger spring onion lobster noodles. Victorious in Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Papp.
And in Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.